artichokes and other perennial vegetables are great options that require less care. We're looking at alternatives next on Western Life Radio. Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
For the latest snowmobile grooming reports and current snowmobile conditions throughout the state, check out www.snowut.com. Grooming schedules are posted and conditions and snow depths are updated weekly. There's also a link to the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center so you can get all of your snowmobile information in one spot. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Rhubarb and artichokes are great options for any garden or yard. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening, make some recommendations.
We can also look at traditional regular globe artichokes. That's one I grew quite successfully for a couple of years in Provo. The only reason I quit growing it is I moved to Georgia. I wasn't going to pack all my plants with me, although I look at it now and tell you what I had. And that's a great one. And if you've got it in your garden and you've had success with it, you might notice that the tops are dying down. And you'll see little shoots out to the side. You can cut out those little shoots, we call them pups, and you can plant your most productive artichokes. From that, they produce asexually, so most of them will produce the same as the parent plant. And artichokes in the books, they say, oh, you'll get one per plant per year. Well, that depends, because I've had as many as six per plant per year. And I'll tell you, that one that gave me six is the one that I propagated. I had enough to share with the neighbors, and I shared plants with the neighbors. And great little plant. The only thing you really need to know is how to transplant the new pup, and you need to mulch over it for the winter. Aside from that, they're actually really easy to grow once you get them started. Another one to look at, a couple to look at here, rhubarb. I was not a fan of rhubarb growing up, and it wasn't really until my 30s that I got to the point where I developed a taste for it. But rhubarb is really a great one, and it's a good, sweet, it's technically a vegetable, but it's a good, sweet, fruit-like vegetable for earlier in the spring. You can get quite a range of harvest.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.